lead Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah to continue showering us with His blessings. And we ask Allah to continue helping us to make shukr and to render thanks. The greatest thing a person can do is to acknowledge and to render thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable bounties and blessings. It's the greatest thing you can do. It's the most important thing you can do. Allah ta'ala starts the Holy Quran with the word Alhamdu. All praises, all thanks, all gratitude, everything is included in that word Alhamd. So if the Quran starts with that, we can then see how important it is. When we are thanking and when we are showing gratitude and when we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it all falls in the category of Alhamdu. Respected friends and brothers, about 10 days ago we were all awoken to a very, very astonishing and a surprising development in the world of finance. It was so shocking for everyone who heard it. And that was that an announcement was made by the Indian Prime Minister the night before that all 500 rupee notes and 1,000 rupee notes are now devalued, are now invalidated, not devalued, invalidated, totally taken off the value, demonetized. And he says, as from midnight tonight, it will no longer be regarded as legal tender. 4 hours, it was 4 hours before midnight when the announcement was made. So when we heard about it, we heard next day only, thing came to my mind. I was in India not long time ago, and we all have this habit, you know, when we leave a country, then little extra notes, we always put in our pocket and come with it. Might need it next time when we go, whether it's coins or notes or whatever it might be, whether it's Saudi or wherever it might be. So I thought, I think I got some notes also. And yes, I did have a 500 rupee note, which I still got if anybody needs it for Monopoly. 500 rupee note, which and a few other notes also. So nevertheless, if you look at the value of that, I think it's under 20 rand, it's around somewhere there, looking at the weak rand and in face of the dollar and so forth. So in any case, I thought about it. But now what about all those people who are living in India? I lost the 500 rupees, 20 rand or something like that. What about those people who had stashes and stash of 500 rupees and 1,000 rupees? Our heart really went out to them. We felt sorry for them. And obviously, the whole thing is still raging at this point in time with regard to whatever has happened there. But my respected friends and brothers, if you just look at the reality of this whole thing, it is a clear indication of what Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran regarding this dunya and the wealth of this dunya. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran Kareem regarding the temporary nature, the insignificance and the no value, valuelessness of this particular worldly life, all mentioned in the Quran Kareem. And when Allah mentions these things for us in the Quran, it is so that we may prioritize our life and our living and our actions in this world for something much more permanent. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the temporary nature of this particular world and how less and how no value it has got. In this way, my respected friends and brothers, if you just look at the word mata', the Arabic word mata', Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ مata'. If you translate the word mata', it means an item of temporary use or temporary comfort. And Allah describes this entire world as a thing of temporary comfort and temporary use. We get out to use out of it and then that's over. And this development that happened back in India, it immediately brought all these ayat of the Quran right in front of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, and this is the reality of the Quran. Sometimes we read these verses, we read them 100 times, we read them in Tarawih, we fly through it, And then when something happens, and then we say, Subhanallah, this is what the Quran is talking about. This is now the real thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, He speaks about the life of this world. إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَا. Allah says the example of this worldly life is كَمَا إِنْ أَنزَلْنَا, like water that we send down from the sky. مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. And then from that it rises, after it mingles with the earth and the vegetation and the produce of the earth, نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا. Then Allah says after a while it is totally turned into something that is dry and broken. That is the one example. So how our worldly life, our possessions are accumulated, and what efforts we make and all the rest of that, and then suddenly it's all just gone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in the Quran al-Kareem in another verse where He says the people of the garden, Allah says, we tested the people of the orchard. In Surah Qalam, this incident is mentioned, where they were planning to go and harvest their crops, very beautiful crops. Their orchard used to give good produce every year. And now they decided, we're no longer going to give the poor from here. So they planned at night that tomorrow we go harvest before the time, so that the poor people must not come and take their share. We don't give them anything. So they planned. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَطَافَ عَلَيْهَا طَائِفٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ وَهُمْ نَائِمُونَ فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. That at night while they were still sleeping, a visitor came over the entire crop and burnt it. Because Allah says فَأَصْبَحَتْ كَالصَّرِيمِ. Sareem means it was turned into pitch dark. So obviously in the morning if you get up and there's a night felt fire, in the morning when you see the felt fire, the effects of it, everything is black. So the Quran speaks about how an entire orchard was reduced to nothing, just like that. Elsewhere Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how He turns the orchard of the people. At one stage it was growing so well, and then Allah brings about a change on it, hasidian. Hasida means mowed clean, totally cleaned out. Now we know if there's a lot of grass growing there, for example, and then the tractors come, or our lawnmower, how it mows that place clean. These are examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا كَأَلَّمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. Allah says that as though it was not even in existence from yesterday. Yesterday there was huge orchards growing there, or huge vegetation and plantation. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, some calamity afflicts it, and that whole thing is reduced to nothing. That, my respected friends and brothers, gives a clear example of what that announcement was on that particular night, and what it did to those people who were in possession of so many currency notes of 500 rupees and 1,000 rupees. And really, while some maybe have had black money, and some people had uplang money, and some had fake notes, there are a lot of people who worked very, very hard. Those people living in the rural areas, for example, they had no banks, they have no access to banks. So they have this system where the money is just piled up and put away, and as they need, they will use. And now those people who had 500 and 1,000, and also they were told, if you want to change it, then you must come with your ID before the 31st of December, and it will be changed. And then obviously we know what happens. So they want to know, how come you are hiding so much of money? So a lot of people were throwing their money away. The very next day, there were news clips and there was news items of piles and piles of money found that had been burnt. And still some people were scratching to see if there was something saved of that money, which is not going to serve in any case any kind of value to anybody. But my respected friends and brothers, this is what the reality is. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing to our attention when He's talking about how overnight things can change, how overnight what we own can become totally without any value. Allah ta'ala is also drawing our attention to something very, very important, that become conscious about the temporary nature of this world, become conscious about the volatility of the possessions of this world and the so-called value of this world. Everything in this world is temporary. That's why we say, Allah says, Mata'ul Hayat Dunya, temporary items of use, temporary items of comfort, little while and then it is gone. And this whole world, as we talk about it, this whole world, the dunya, it's got a temporary life. Scientists can say it has been in existence for so many 100,000 years and so many millennia or whatever it may, but it's going to come to an end. It's temporary. And then we ourselves in this world, my brothers, are temporary. A person is here and he is gone, either by some untimely or sudden event that happens that he dies. Or even if he lives the period of his life up to a certain point, then he becomes non-existent. So he is also temporary. The world is temporary. The possessions that we have are temporary. And this word temporary is supposed to be ringing in our minds at all times when we are faced with our relationship with Allah Ta'ala, when we are planning for the future, when we have matters of the akhirat in front of us. All the time we're supposed to keep in mind, this is temporary. So our possessions are temporary. So many things we use, we can't use it. We can't take out our clothes we were wearing 3 months when we were little babies. It's gone, finished, over and done with. Temporary. Sometimes you buy clothes for the children and somebody gives gifts. By the time the child is 3 months, you've got so much gifts, you can't even wear those clothes anymore. It happens. Those of us who have babies and grandchildren will know all about that. And as we are growing, all those children, all those clothes which we wore become temporary. We sometimes own second-hand things. Means it was temporary in somebody else's possession. Or we get rid of our things and it becomes second-hand in somebody else's possession. Because it is temporary, my respected friends and brothers. Or sometimes things become, they just break down. They just get worn out. They just get perished. We knew of a person who had a few classic cars, you know, of the vintage era, parked, very old cars. It was his collection. But once when he decided to go and show everybody in the showroom there, in his, back in his yard there, in the garage he had it. And once he decided to make some move, this thing just started falling apart because inside the wires were all perished, the pipes were all gone rusted, and the thing just fell apart basically. So there was nothing much you could do. Opened the door, the whole door also came out because the whole hinges were rusted. But it was nice outside, it looked very nice, vintage collector's items. So everything, my respected friends and brothers, is just temporary. Even the wealth that we have got, besides this issue regarding the demonetization of the rupee, so many times one incident happens somewhere, one clown gets appointed, for example, as a president of a country, you find the markets go down. Another president coughed there, or a past wind on the other side, and you find the market suddenly go down. So that is how volatile. Those markets are just waiting to crash at any time. But that shows the temporary nature of all these things. And when we are involved in this worldly life, then we must know what is temporary and it is useful. It's only up to a certain level, up to a certain point, and after that it is useless. Water is only useful to a ship up to the point that the ship can float on it. But the minute the water comes inside the ship, then the ship is going to sink. And if there's no water, obviously the ship is not going to go. So if we don't have wealth and we don't have finances, we are going to be stuck. So it has got its value, it has got its use, but we must know the limits. And more important, we need to ask ourselves, up to what point are we making an effort to ensure that we are planning for the akhirah. So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran. Allah ta'ala says, وَفَرِحُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So people become smug and self-satisfied in the possessions of the world. I am set, they say. I am okay. Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا مَتَعْ. But the dunya possessions in relation to the akhirah are but of a temporary use and of temporary comfort. That's the ayat of the Quran. Just little while. So Allah said, don't be smug. It's just for a short while. There's another journey ahead of you. What have you done? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, فَمَا مَتَاءُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٍ. That the life of this world in relation to the akhirat illa qaleel. It is but very, very little. It is very meager. So whatever we have, no matter what, in whichever way we quantify it, it's little, it's nothing. We can own billions, like the president-elect of America. He is known to be a billionaire. And we can have 10 times more than what he owns. Allah says, illa qaleel. It is but little. So whether you got a lot or whether you have little, in terms of the akhirah, it is always going to be very, very little. Therefore, my respected friends and brothers, a wise, believing person will know that this is wealth which I need for floating my life, but I must not go to the extent where I break my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where I don't allow myself to break up my relationship with my fellow human beings. We fight over inheritance and other issues so often, or somebody did somebody down in a partnership and we carry that grudge forever and ever over something that is qaleel, that is meager. So we need to get over it and say, you know what, more important is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't give preference to these things over the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why? وَلَا الْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتِ. In fact, the akhirah is much more greater in rank. وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا. And much more greater in as far as its virtue is concerned. So we need to prioritize and ask ourselves, what do I really need? Where am I going? When I'm doing my planning for my life ahead, I don't only do it till my old age. I don't only do it till my qabr. I need to worry about my akhirah. Sometimes I will let go something and sacrifice because my akhirah is more important. And many times I will let go temptation that is haram in terms of acquiring whatever I'm supposed to acquire. Because why must I throw away my everlasting eternal akhirah, my jannah, for something that is qaleel, that is meager? So my respected friends and brothers, a lot of lessons can be learnt from what has happened there. Somebody put it very beautifully, and they say, one thing to keep in mind is that change is sudden. You can be in whatever condition, and overnight something can happen. Allah speaks about, he says, for asbahat. Asbahat means just happened in the morning. It's a more literal translation. But asbahat also means just happened, just became like that. So a person could be there, and just like that, we don't know what can affect. Doesn't matter what investments we have, offshore or onshore, or whatever other immovable or movable assets we might have, it can just change like that. This is the reality and the nature of this worldly things. That's why Allah says, mata, it is something of temporary nature. And the second thing is that what we attach value to, we give it so much of importance that value can just drop like that in any minute. And many times we give value to ourselves because of the valuable things we possess. And people give us value, that is Hazrat, Master so-and-so, because you know what he owns, yeah. And once those things are all gone, nobody will look at Master Hazrat so-and-so again, because value can just drop like that, just like that. We know how the value of the dollar and the rand, we see it every day fluctuating, and the value of 101 other things, and depreciation and appreciation, all those terms, we are very, very familiar with those terms. Then there's one more thing, and that is that what is fake does not last. One of the reasons this exercise was carried out, those of us who are following the story, is to bring out all the fake notes. So we need to ask ourselves also that, you know what, if I am going to present actions that are fake in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, actions that I did for name, for fame, without sincerity, just to show the people, those actions, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا, they will have no weight in the day of Qiyamah. So that is another thing we have to keep in mind. So the value of those things is also lost. And if we got no value, we will not even be able to present them in front of Allah Ta'ala. And lastly, in the light of this year, sometimes that what is small is very valuable. Those who had 100 rand notes or 100 rupee notes, they're sitting okay. They can have lots of 100 rupee notes. That money was not devalued or demonetized. So when we are doing actions sometimes, my brothers, want to do very big actions to show the whole world? No. Do small actions. Do it continuously. Do it all the time. But small actions, simple actions, those actions sometimes have got much, much more value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than some big, huge action which we might have done. for publicity, for name, for fame, for insincerity, or to spite somebody. Sometimes people, they like to spite others, say, we'll show, he made a wedding like that, we'll show him what the real wedding is. He did like that, he fed 100, we'll fit 10,000 people. Intention is gone, so the niyyah is wrong, then a big action also is totally devalued, it's got no value. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding of ma'ala and balagh.